You gotta love Off the Rails Friday when it falls on a game day. Nick Kiprios, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee, Derek Brandeo, David Sis, Boom Bah. You are listening to The Real Kipper and Bourne Show. This hour, Real Kipper and Bourne, brought to you by Bet365. You're listening on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Sportsnet 650 in Vancouver, Sportsnet 960 in Calgary, and watching on Sportsnet 360 and Sportsnet Plus. The Edmonton Oilers, are they on the brinks of tying this series up and sending it for one final one in Game 7?
I mean, the tension.
And Game 7 will be played July 31st after a full month off. Yeah.
It is.
It has to be. If it was your beloved Leafs, would you care if it was in July or August?
I would actually like the extra days off so I could just panic some more. Yeah. A little bit of extra time for panicking.
Bask in the panic.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this has to be one of the best, most exciting afternoons in Edmonton in, I don't know, decades. For their hockey team, the crowd tonight is going to be electric. I'm as excited for the anthem as I am for the actual drop of the puck tonight.
Once again, we're in for the fastest hour in hockey on our show. In a few minutes, we'll welcome in our usual Off the Rails Friday guest, Doug McLean, former NHL general manager, coach, president. He's done it all. And then we're going to take texts. So we're giving the early warning here because it's Friday. Want to hear your texts because they're, as much as you want to get into the Stanley Cup final, which we will heavily in the next few seconds, a lot of stuff going on around the league.
Yeah, because it's into league business season. So text us at 590-590, whether about the cup final or the league business.
I took a family day, but it didn't.
I was going to say maintenance day yesterday.
Yesterday I did maintenance day.
But I wasn't on the ice at practice.
I wasn't far enough to hear the reports that Sammy McKee played general manager yesterday.
Yeah, I traded your boy.
And I said, well, if he traded Mitch Marner, then he was playing president of the booster club instead of the general manager.
Well, listen, I'm not going to
be general managers, I heard, wouldn't make three quarters of your trades.
I'm not going to generally manage anything in my life. So
you can't generally manage your own life.
When the chance I get to sit at the big boy desk and make up a couple fake trades, I'm going to do it, Kippy. So maybe you shouldn't take so many maintenance days.
All right, JB, let's start with you in terms of where you think the Florida Panthers are right now in their headspace and the subtle changes. Nick Cousins will come in. We've known Nick as a guy that can go out there and disturb with the best of them. Where do you have
who's coming out for Cousins? Do you know?
Okpozo.
I hate that. Here's what I think about tonight. There's the power rankings of the game's most important people. And it's probably Stu Skinner, Sergei Bobrovsky, Connor McDavid. You know, like if either goaltender pees the bed tonight, see you later, your team loses. That's just hockey. But after that, it's can Connor McDavid be the guy he was the past two games? No one on earth can be that guy every night. 4 points in the Stanley Cup final in a single game is amazing. Back-to-back games is double amazing. Can he do it a third time? So to me, it's like, can Florida slow him down and make someone else beat them? That's the task.
11 points in these 2024 Stanley Cup final. 3 goals, 8 assists. I had to look twice. Is that a typo?
Three goals, eight assists.
Just 2 off the single record of 13 points set by you-know-who.
Wehner. I haven't looked. I'm assuming it's
Wehner. Yeah, it's a good guess, I think. We're talking about a man in 2024 threatening Wayne Gretzky records.
Wayne Gretzky 1980 scoring records.
It's really hard to fathom at where we're at. And you have to think, if they're going to win tonight, if they're going to eventually complete this comeback, he's going over that total.
Yeah. It reminds me of peak Tiger, where you're just like, would you bet against him?
No.
Are you going to be the fool? Do you remember the clip? Someone was interviewing Tiger Woods. Stuart Sink or someone who's Tiger expects to win at 20, and the guy goes,
rolls his eyes.
He goes, yeah, you wait. You just see what it's like out there, whatever. You know, Tiger taking souls out there. That's McDavid right now, where it's like, imagine if I sat here and was like, he can't do it a third straight time. Like, what kind of a-hole would I be to say that?
I think he can.
All right, let's welcome him in. All the way from PEI, his regular spot, looking over the ocean.
Nice pastel Pino, purple today.
You are not too far away. How are you, Mac?
Well, you know, I slipped in town today, picked up a pound of lobster meat, got a little steak, and do a little surf and turf on the barbecue here, overlooking the ocean, just trying to relax, just trying to slow down and get focused for game six.
All right. So who between Florida and Edmonton surfs and turfs?
Oh. Oh, man. Like, you can't come back 3-2 and blow it. You can't. When you come back from 3-0 to 3-2, you cannot lose tonight. You can't lose tonight. They better not lose tonight.
You think that would be a reputational harm to them? Of course they can't.
And because the game doesn't start till 9:00 for me here in PEI, I don't want overtime either. I want it done in regulation.
Is this your way of asking us to let you out early so you could nap?
Oh no, I don't need my nap today. I've been busy. It's been a busy day. No nap time today.
Okay, Max.
So you know what? I'm excited. You know what? I got to tell you something, guys. The game the other night was one of the most exciting, best hockey games. I don't care if it was the best of all the skill. I just thought it was unbelievable to watch that game.
Yeah,
I loved it. I absolutely loved every minute of that game from the way Skinner started, the way Bobrovsky faltered a touch, to the way McDavid just made just not normal type plays, just such amazing skill and speed at the end of a minute and 50-second shift to make that play. It's unheard of, guys. And I've been kicking around a long time, and I coached and managed against some of the greatest players in the history of the game. I don't know if I've seen a display like that. I don't know if I've ever seen a display with skill, speed, and ended the game winning, battling on faceoffs and battling down low. I mean, I just haven't seen it. I haven't.
So what's the – compare him to Wayne Gretzky, who most people consider the greatest player of all time. I know there's your Gordie Howe votes and Bobby Orr votes, but give me a Gretzky comparison for great Oilers. What are the different types – how are they doing it differently from one another?
Wayne was an amazing guy to coach against and admire and everything about his game. But Wayne's game, and you guys will recall, Wayne gained the blue line and his big play was circle up and stall and look for his options and make plays. Mm. McDavid gains the blue line and drives for the net and circles in that and create, but Wayne was more of a gain the line, stall up, circle around and find options. And he had such a great head for the game and such vision that he could make those plays, or he got below the goal line and made those plays. McDavid makes them at full speed, makes them cross seam, makes them from below the goal line, from the hash marks, like the Perry goal the other night. Like, that to me was a special, special play. It really was. Yeah. So that's what he does. They're really different. And, you know, how do you compare them? Because Wayne was what Wayne Gretzky did and what type of guy he was and what type of, but just look at Wayne's teammates compared to McDavid's teammates.
We're talking to Doug McLean, former NHL president, GM, and the first head coach of the Florida Panthers to take them to a Stanley Cup final. So is it easier, Mac, if we're talking about coaching and Paul Maurice, to be charming and charismatic when you're up 3-0 than 3-2?
I tell you, as I've said on numerous times, that he's the only guy that can take my place on this show. He's the only guy that's funny enough, number one.
What?
And he should have enough money that he doesn't have to worry about getting paid. Oh,
okay.
So I mean, he's one of
for us.
He's one of the guys, but I notice that his sense of humor has dried up substantially in the last couple of days.
Yeah, that was a bit of my point. So,
Matt, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
Tell me,
like, it's tough. It's hard in the head.
Tell me what his last 2 days would have been like, and where would, if you were still behind that bench, where would your focus be to get them back on track? Because their power play stinks. Their gaps have sucked the last couple of games.
Yeah.
The physicality's a little bit down here. Or is it all about the prep of the last 2 days to stop 97?
You know, first of all, you've got to calm your general manager down. You got to get him away from throwing water bottles in the press box. That's
bad
number
luck.
One.
Bad luck, right?
Bad luck, and get him calmed down. That's number one. Number two, I agree with everything you said, but I think I said this on this show before this series started, if I'm not mistaken, that Florida would not out-physical play the Edmonton Oilers. I think I said that on this show, that would not happen. For the first series that Florida have been faced with where they can't out-physical their opponents. In my opinion, they're not going to bother the Oilers. Am I right?
So no, we haven't seen that.
You got to let that part of you know they're going to play hard. You know they're going to do that. So that's an element that Florida will bring, and I think Edmonton can contain it and handle it, okay? The next thing the number one thing they've got to do is they've got to regain the neutral zone, which they have, throughout the playoffs, they've dominated the neutral zone with a great forecheck and disrupting the neutral zone. So they didn't have great entries against them. The last couple of games, Edmonton have played with amazing speed. They've not been slowed down. They've come through out of their zone, whether it's a flip pass, whether it's a long pass, whether it's a Dallas-type play, whatever it is, they're getting through the neutral zone and attacking the blue line. And, you know, they've got to regain the neutral zone for me to have a chance. And they got to get Bobrovsky back on target. He was not good. Last two games, not good, guys. And he's been a stud, but he has not been good. And he's had a history of this. Can he regain his game? And I'll tell you what, the thing that's blown me away more than anything in this series is Skinner. This kid came in that game, boys, the first 10 minutes of that game, and made some great saves. And in the last 5 minutes of the game, looked like he was in complete control. No giveaways, no miscues around the net. You know, he just looked in control. I know I rambled on there, but I just, there's a lot of really good things. And look, Florida are good. They're a really good team. They've got great character. They've got great chemistry. They can win as easily as anything tonight. They can.
I guess the question for me is, like, how is it that they haven't been able to get to their game the last couple of games? I know their special teams haven't been as good, but like all teams in the salary cap era, there are some flaws on Edmonton's team. You know, there's some, you know, we got Holloway and Broberg and CeCe and some guys that can make some defensive miscues, but they haven't been exposed the past couple of games. Is it just scoring first?
I think scoring first, but then when they scored to get back in the game, Florida got their game going. Mm-hmm. You know, they did get the energy back and took control of the game for periods of time. But Florida is not allowing the sustained time in the zone like they were early on, and the way Florida have early, they're getting the puck out of the zone, and sometimes you've got to get. Like I used to say, the Joe Cirella breakout, you know, the Florida Panthers have the Joe Cirella breakout.
High and hard.
It's off the glass.
High and hard off the glass.
Right.
It's off the glass. And I used to pray that they'd put the glass up higher in Florida so we could get the high breakouts, you know. But, I mean, they're getting the puck out of the zone quick, and then they're getting control in the neutral zone. And Florida have been a non-factor there.
What about the neutral zone. What about the specialty teams, Mac, and the job that the Edmonton Oilers have done shorthanded, and what that does to influence this whole series right now? I mean, when you talk about sap-sucking momentum, that seems to be the Florida power play right now.
Well, who's been one of the biggest surprises in the NHL this year has been Montour. The way this kid has come in and played in Florida, okay, last little while. That pass on the power play that was broken up by Connor Brown, to me, was the play of the game, where he took that D-to-D pass away and the penalty kill and comes in with unbelievable speed. And, guys, I've never seen Bobrovsky get beat that easy on a breakaway in a long time.
Well, it wasn't that easy. That guy came within a whisker. But you're right. He was late. He was late on it.
He was late. And Brown made a great play. But
great
Brown's
play.
Entire play from the blue line, from reading the play from the tops of the circles to reading the play throughout all the way down the ice. And I don't know how many times on this show we've said this over the last 3 or 4 years. How long have I been doing this damn show? Like, seriously.
It feels like a lifetime. 30. Yeah, 30
I've been
years.
Longer
We're gonna
with this.
Your golf shirt one day in here.
I've been longer on this damn show than I was on Sportsnet on TV. I've had a longer career here.
It feels
so
that way.
So listen, what about how many times have we said you don't win in the playoffs unless you have a third line? You don't win. And this line of Hendrick, who Kenny Holland picked up at the deadline, Brown, who was, you know, injured, recovering, recouping all year, and Yarncroc, how important has that line been? And third lines, guys, become critical, critical parts of championship teams. And Florida have a great third line. Yarnmark. They have got, what did I say, Yarncroc?
Yeah, you're in leaf mode a little bit.
I was close. But you know what? A third line has been so critical for this team. So, you know what? They can match Florida's third line. They can match Florida's second line.
Exceeding.
We'll see.
It is going to be very exciting to see tonight. Do you want to stay on the series or do you want to go around the league a bit?
We're off the rails, buddy.
What'd you think of the Markstrom trade?
Well, I said it to Nick earlier, Philadelphia, Columbus, Detroit, Buffalo, and Pittsburgh probably missed the playoffs because of that trade, in my opinion.
Really?
Wow. Any reason we should watch next year?
No. I mean, to me, those teams now you've got Steos, who's been on the phone. Like, he's never left the red phone for 5 days. Is it 8 days or 10 days? If he's not on, he does the red phone, and then Poulin takes over the red phone. What the hell is a red phone anyway? So now what happened is Tommy Fitzgerald got on the regular phone and made a deal. He made a big deal. The reason Lindy got fired and Pitt and Jersey didn't make the playoffs because they had terrible goaltending. So now if we get Markstrom from last year and not 2 years ago, they make the playoffs. That deal alone should get them in the playoffs with the used talent and the kids and the other guys they have. They should make the playoffs, in my opinion. And now I want to see Ottawa, Buffalo, and all these other teams, Columbus, step up and make big deals to help their teams be in the race. Detroit, all of them. There's six or seven of them there.
A lot of those teams
are on watch now.
And it feels like a lot of them need a goalie here, which the market is not that strong, Mac. So where do they go? And let's include the Toronto Maple Leafs in that, who are in on Markstrom. Where do a lot of these teams go? Where would you go?
Well, it's like Superfan Garriock said to me the other day. I said, Bruce, you can't be down 1-0. 5 minutes into every game like you were last year. You know, you need to get it. You know, somebody said, do they need a goalie in Ottawa? I said, no, they need two, you know, and maybe one for sure, but they need a stopper. And, you know, like, where's Philly's goaltending? You're right, Nick. Every one of those teams, they're questionable goaltending. Everyone. Buffalo's kid looks good. What's he going to become? But I'll tell you what,
they don't look good until 25-26, Mac. Right? And 27.
Yeah.
That's what it took Markstrom.
Yeah, it takes a little minute to figure it out in the league.
Big time. Big time, it does. And look, and look, Markstrom's got to be Markstrom. That's what he's got to be, not what he was a couple years ago, where he really faltered. So, you know, and they've got a decent blue line. I mean, I like Jersey as a team. I'll tell you what, I mean, they will grind the Rangers this year. They will be a different team with the goaltender. They'll go head-to-head with the Rangers and these other teams, in
my
opinion.
That's a great show, Keith coaching them.
Oh my God, I forgot about
you
that.
You did forget about that.
Tommy Fitz, I heard Tommy Fitz today said the thing that intrigued him the most about Keith was that he beat his team in Albany or someplace in the American League for 2 years when he was with the Marlies. Did Tommy happen to think about the fact that they had a $7 million payroll with the Marlies?
Oh, we beat him the year before.
Did you get a ring?
No, I didn't. I left pre-ring.
Oh,
I know.
But your payroll was $15 million.
No, it was there. It wasn't.
Not much of it came your way, I bet.
No, I didn't see much of it. Paul Bissonnette reporting that Mitch Marner more likely to re-sign with the Toronto Maple Leafs than anything else. There's negotiations going on. The floor is yours.
I haven't seen Biz since he choked out the fan in Edmonton the other night. Like he was tapping. The guy was tapping. He had him sore. Biz is the best. Hey, every rink he goes into, they're his favorite team. If he's on a Toronto game, it's the Leafs.
I thought he was a Leaf fan.
He was an Edmonton fan the other night. He's a Florida fan when he's in Florida.
Win or tie.
The best.
He's with any Canadian team, win or tie.
And Ryan Whitney, Edmonton. It's all Edmonton. I love it. Anyway, I kind of get a kick.
That's your take on Marner?
What were you saying? I forgot your question. It was Biz mentioned something about something.
Marner re-signing with Toronto. How do you feel about that?
I feel that they should... Brad Treliving should get a stretch limo and go over and pick up John Tavares, take him down to Christopher's or a great steakhouse in Toronto, and spend 3 hours begging him to waive his no trade. That's what he should do. And then deal with Marner after that.
Listen, if you somehow some way free up $11 million off Tavares or get somebody to eat maybe 30 or 40% of it, that would open it up to re-sign Marner, and you'd be fine with that.
I'd be fine with that. You got to be careful when you give up players that are playmakers, that are top skill guys in the league, local guys. I know there's all kinds of people yapping about Marner, and I get a kick out of it. This guy's a hell of a player. So let's just wait and see. I mean, he's pretty important to Austin Matthews. He's pretty important to Nylander. You know, it's like, I don't know. I just think you got to be careful when you have that much talent. You really do.
Pierre-Luc Dubois, would have a younger, energetic Doug McLean taking a chance on a 26-year-old who was a major disappointment in L.A., who still has over, $50 million left on his deal?
Yep. Number 80.
Wow. That,
worst number in hockey.
You know what? You absolutely love you. Like, I love Pierre-Luc Dubois in warm-up. He looks so good in warm-up, you know? He looks dynamite in warm-up. And
Bang,
he looks so
good. Shoots
it,
skates.
Oh, a horse. And I loved him against Toronto in the...
The bubble.
In the... The bubble. He was
played
so
a good,
good
game.
In the bubble.
Sure.
Yeah, he was good against Austin.
He had that good game.
And you know what?
Really?
I hope the coaching staff can get to him, because Tortorella got to him, but the kid couldn't handle Tortorella. And you know what? He's faltered since that berating he took on the bench from Tortorella. He has never been the same player. So what I'm saying is toughen up and show what you can do and show what type of player you can be, because we've seen it. Nick, you and I talked about it when he was in Columbus, become.
He's got all the tools.
Don't become Mantha. Don't become Mantha, who Detroit put the run to. Remember Jimmy D a number of years ago going to watch Mantha in Grand Rapids and saying, this is our number one pick. This is what I'm watching. Jimmy D slammed him. And, you know, Jimmy D was right. Jimmy D was right. So, anyway.
One more I'm going to throw out at you. Patrick Laine, there's talk that...
He wants out.
Listen, I mean, hopefully everything's going well with the program that he's either still involved in or just recently out of through the NHL Players Association, and he gets his mental health and is physically able to come back in the fall. I think, Mac, if I was a general manager out there, I'd try to buy low on this guy and bring him in. All things considering that he's good to go mentally and physically. Where are you on Patrick Laine?
You know, what is he, $8.5 million for 5 more years?
He's owed probably 17 or 18 more million dollars on 2 more years.
But two more.
But yes. you know, Columbus is going to eat some of that, right? Columbus has to eat a good portion.
Yeah, they've got to get a huge help. Like, Donnie Waddell wants to make a hockey deal. Too late for a hockey deal right now. Not when you're dealing with those kind of money. When you're dealing with that kind of couple of years and that kind of money, it's hard to make a hockey deal. Here's my problem with Laine. He only wants to play in the power play. That's my problem with him. And when you've got a guy that only, and you talk about Marner kills penalties. Marner plays the power play. Marner plays 5-on-5. This guy only wants to play the power play.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd buy that. Nobody wants to just play the power play. This guy wants to score goals. That's what he's... You can't just score 40 or 50 goals on a power play.
You watch them play 5-on-5?
Yeah, I know. I know at times it isn't pretty.
Here's my problem.
It's not pretty. It's really ugly.
He's played 45 games, 56 games, 55 games.
Listen... For Columbus to want to take him on and have their centerman with a guy like that is just maybe the most idiotic thing I've seen probably in 20 years out of an organization. You have no centerman. Who is going to get him the puck?
Yeah, the guy. You know who's going to get him the puck? The kid that just started last year with them.
Fantilli.
That's the type of guy who's going to get him the puck eventually.
Eventually.
And that's the problem. But you know what? You know how hard it is? You know how hard, like, I was 7 years trying to find the right centerman to play with Rick Nash. You know, I mean, it is hard to find centermen that become real players, that become real difference makers, that get the puck to guys like Laine. So I hope for his sake, I'm with you, Nick. I hope he's okay. I hope he goes somewhere and excels. I hope Columbus gets something for him. But that's one tough deal to make. You have a hard time winning that deal like you have winning a Marner deal. They're tough deals to make, guys. They really are.
Indeed. I think we're running up against it here.
All right. So you're pulling them.
Is this the last show? Are we done?
No. We've got the draft. We got free agency.
We need you back, Doug. We need you.
Yeah.
Eight more shows, Doug. I gave up a golf game today, a great golf game at Eagles Glen in Cavendish. The boys phoned me to play at 1:15, and they thought I could get it in because I was going to be on at 5. Now I'm on at 3.
Doug, cancel on us for
you
that.
You guys, what do you wake up?
We'll figure it out.
Sam McKee wake up in the morning and say, how can I screw up Doug's day? What can I do to ruin Doug's golf day? Geez, last week he phoned me 2 hours before the show and said he didn't need me. I could have played that day too.
Was it Blue Jays or what?
These are all
he said Nick's not on, so we don't need you. I said, what?
Nick needs to hold your hand?
Doug, happened. I got to set the record straight here.
What a joke.
Doug, you texted me and said, hey, I'm golfing. Do you need me tomorrow? I said, no, you're good. Enjoy it.
No wonder that guy was going to sucker you in the elevator a couple of weeks
ago. You remember that.
Anyway.
All right, so, hey. Give me a score tonight.
I'm going to say 4-2 Oilers. Now, I'm heading to Vegas on Wednesday. I'm going for 3 days to Vegas.
You got some job opportunities, some interviews?
I'm going to play blackjack at the casino there. No, I'm going out for the – I want to see the Sphere. So I'm going
Very nice.
Doug's life's awesome.
Sports management worldwide have asked me to go. I've got to speak at a conference in Vegas during the draft.
Wow.
So I'm going out there. U2 ticket prices?
Wow.
I don't know where the thing is. I doubt if it'll be in the Sphere. But anyway, I'm on a panel.
Now, did that newly appointed Carolina Hurricane general manager, did he go to your classes? Is that how he got the job in Carolina?
I don't know, but they have an analytics class. So, I used to call him Tulski, but it's Tulski or
Tulski.
I don't know.
What is it, JB?
It's Tulski, yeah.
Listen, I've got a master's in educational psychology from the University of Western Ontario, and nobody ever put my degrees in the paper. I looked the other day, they got his resume with the Bachelor of Science, PhD, and so, oh my God.
Hey, anyway. Just Doug McLean, lobster fisherman, didn't fit.
All you have to do is say, I got my degrees and I'm on this show.
Here's where it got you, pal.
That's all it got you.
I want my degrees put up on the board next time. Anyway.
We'll do it.
Have fun.
We'll do it.
Thanks
Sammy.
For having me, guys. I really appreciate the opportunity, and thanks for screwing up my golf game.
Listen,
anyway,
just promise me one thing. It's still your favorite show when you're on.
It is no doubt maybe one of the best hockey shows when I'm on. Ask Brian Leach. Is it Brian Leach? Is that his name? Not the hockey player, but the artist out in Edmonton there.
Yes, the musician artist. He does all your gifts. Is that what they are, gifts?
Brett Kissel? Who are we talking about?
No. It's Brian Leach with L-E-I-T-C-H, I think.
Yeah, maybe he's not
Edmonton. He's a great admirer of the Real Kipper and Bourne. And more importantly, he's a huge Doug McLean. He's the one that put you with your chalk talk. You got these, and you're wearing these glasses the size of a 65-inch screen television.
Satellite television. I told you what Jimmy Lights, the president of Detroit, said when I was doing that show that they show in the gifts all the time.
Yeah.
He called me aside. He said, "Doug, I saw you doing your chalk talk." And I said, "Yeah." He said, "What?" He said, "We're really worried. We're taking out a lot of insurance in that because we're scared to death. People are going to go off the road and hit the wall on the way in town listening to your show on the radio because it's so boring." He said, "We need more insurance."
All our watchers and listeners, I urge you to go to YouTube and try to look up a chalk talk of Doug McLean.
Yeah.
If you need a good laugh.
And it was on radio. It was on radio, but it was also on TV. It was quite a popular. Well,
you're a multi-platform star.
We could turn Fridays into chalk talk with Doug McLean.
We should.
All right, Mac. Thanks for doing this, pal. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Guys.
Not too late to golf.
Thanks,
go hit a ball.
Appreciate it. Okay, man.
Doug McLean, everybody.
I texted Doug yesterday. I said, "Hey, bud. No, it's getting late in the year. Love to have you on. Don't know if you're golfing or anything tomorrow, but just let me know if you want to come on. You're good to go." Yup! Exclamation mark.
So, you got a yup?
Yeah.
It's usually
okay.
punctuation okay is the most mad you can text someone back.
So when he gave me yup.
If I ever get okay with nothing from my wife, I'm like,
we're dead.
What have I done?
Yeah, I'm dead. There's no way you recover from that. Let's do game time on the other side.
All right. Yep. Take a quick break. When we return, we'll get into some more news and notes, including game time from our boy, Sammy. Back after these words.
Breaking down the top stories in the NHL every day. The Jeff Merrick Show. Subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game 6 tonight in Edmonton. Don't you dare touch the dial. On Sportsnet tonight.
It's going to be so good.
So good.
So excited.
I really can't remember being this excited for a hockey game. Definitely on June 20th. But I could say this is the most excited I've ever been on June 20th for a hockey game. So
almost nothing would shock me tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, like a Mike Tyson fight or something. Oilers win 5-0, Panthers 5-0, triple overtime.
I know we got to get to game time, but it's really hard. Like, anybody that thinks that they have a feel is probably guessing.
Totally.
But it's not hard to ride the Connor McJesus train right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, that's...
It's not that hard to say, oh, this is going seven.
Well, that's everyone said. You win game five in Florida, it's going seven. Everyone said going back to Edmonton, they're going to get one. So you need another big McDavid performance. Before we do game time, shout out to my dad. 70th birthday today for Bob Bourne. I wanted to wish
him. Oh, man.
7-0 today, which is crazy. So I'm going to be in Kelowna next week. So look forward to celebrating that then.
That's awesome.
And your nephew, right?
Yeah, my nephew, Nate.
Shout out, Nate.
Yeah, way to go, Nathaniel. You're the man. Happy birthday, brother. Great birthday. Yeah. Longest day of the year. Oh, summer solstice. It's probably the best. Maybe the best day you could have is a birthday.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I got nobody I know. So anybody that is having a birthday right now that I don't know,
yes,
a big shout out to you.
Well done.
Ready for game time?
Ready.
Okay. It's game time presented by Bet365. Visit the app, play latest odds, and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. It's 19+, Ontario only. Please play responsibly. Now, like you said, if you have a feel on what's going to happen tonight, you probably are lying a little bit. But I do feel that if there's something that's going to happen, it's got to be Leon Draisaitl kind of waking up a little bit here.
Love that.
We're five games into the Stanley Cup final. He has 2 points. Both of them were in that massive blowout where they beat him 8-1, was it, in game four?
Yeah.
To me, I like a goal. If you want to go with a goal from him, if you want to go over points with him, I just feel like tonight is a night where Leon Draisaitl, who in the media today was talking about how he's not liking the way he's playing. He's an extremely prideful guy. He's probably playing a little bit banged up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's normally a guy that rises to these type of occasions.
Oh, he loves the big games.
So I think this is a stunning thing that they're going to game six of the Stanley Cup final and he has 2 points. It's pretty crazy. So yeah. I like a big night tonight from Leon Draisaitl.
Love that.
Thank you.
I think there's lots of reasons to think the Oilers have lots going for them here.
Well, the most important thing is that they've got four lines going right now.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to go...
Yeah,
line's
good.
So 2 points for Leon Draisaitl tonight, pays plus 180. 3 points if you want to get really excited, plus 600, and then it goes up from there. Connor McDavid, this is amazing. How amazing at hockey are you that he is a minus 700 favorite to get 1 point in a Stanley Cup final game, minus 145 for 2 points, and for 3 points, he's plus 210, and for 4 points, he's plus 575.
Can so you bet 365. The other side of that? Can you bet no, he won't get 2 or 3 points?
Bet 365 is sick of losing money on Connor McDavid props, and they're just juicing these. So that's pretty amazing.
Another 4 points would just be like...
otherworldly.
Yeah. It's just... That's...
Sportsnet?
That's Jordan Tiger Woods territory.
It is.
I don't know if you guys saw the video or not, but Sportsnet, they do a wonderful job on TikTok, and they put out this video of Connor McDavid, the setup he had for Corey Perry. Mm. They might have put it on their other socials, but I saw it on TikTok, and it was him. It was like this, like soft piano music in slow motion, and him knifing. I almost was crying. It's poetry in motion.
Beautiful.
It's breathtaking. Yeah. So
he's he's just under the stick, and he's just past Bobrovsky's stick, and the pass
so
is just
perfect
through the slot. Like, it's
unbelievable. Yeah. So hoping for a good one tonight for him. All right, that was Game Time presented by Bet365. Visit the app for latest odds and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Like, must be 19+, Ontario only. Please play responsibly.
It must feel like a defenseman must feel like one of those gate flags that skiers pass.
Yes. Slalom just getting clipped on the way by.
Just being, where'd he go?
Yeah. No, it's gross. So I imagine he's going to endure some interference tonight. I think if I'm the video coach, I have
is where a guy like Nick Cousins comes in and he hasn't played and he's all ready to go.
He's horned out.
Wrapped up on goofballs.
You know, and you're like, okay, I mean, I played a couple games in the first round against the Islanders. I don't see another game until game seven in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
And I think he's played.
No,
a couple
me.
Oh, yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
In 94.
Yeah.
And the only thing in my mind was don't do anything stupid. That you could never visit this city ever again.
You know what, though, Nick? That is a very impressive level of awareness, because I think a lot of people would say, this is my chance to do something great. I'm going to go, you know, not great, but I'm going to go take a run at someone, or I'm going to make my name known. You're going to see me tonight, you know, versus stay in the system, do the right things, let the All-Stars win the game.
And I think Cousins has a bit of a more of a looser reputation than I ever had. Of course, you know, I picked my spots, but, you know, in the last couple of years, Cousins could go out there and take a 5-minute major with the best of them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if he's going out there tonight and he's all revved up, it's
that's right.
A couple of deep breaths.
But the other side of that is rush legs.
And
he can't sit back and be all conservative, being scared that he's going to take a penalty or hurt the team. He's got to find that fine line. And he's got to hit it.
I do, as much as I love Oposo, I do like Cousins going in. Because he's got something.
I don't mind it at all. Yeah. They need a change. They need energy. Yeah. It's a fresh face in the dressing room. Mm-hmm. It's a fresh voice.
Yeah.
Listen, if there's one thing I think that can help the Florida Panthers tonight, again, is an extra day off. I think it's going to help Florida more than it's going to help Edmonton, that extra day off. When you're Edmonton right now and you're on this roll, you want it to play like yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to play two days ago.
Right back at it.
Mm-hmm. The ones that needed the deep breath right now are the Florida Panthers.
You're so right.
And this is something that would scare me. I mean, I work things into my brain as a Leaf fan when I'm in a playoff series as a fan. But this is a thing that would terrify me from an Oilers fan. We can all agree that Paul Maurice is an all-time head coach, right? Like, he's up there. He's coached the most games, I think. Is it ever? Or didn't he pass Scotty Bowman recently for the most?
He's close.
Oh, he's up there.
Yeah. I don't think he's passed.
He might have passed him. I feel like he might have passed. Anyways. This is the type of thing where an all-time coach puts in a fourth liner and they score the winning goal to win the cup.
Right.
Where everyone's like, Paul Maurice, the stroke of genius, like the coup de grace of his career. Yeah. It's like, if I'm an Oiler fan.
It goes
to overtime and Nick Cousins, like he did against the Leafs, comes down the wing and puts one in the net.
Yeah.
And then everyone else, that would scare me if I'm an Oiler fan. Just that little bit of a coaching aspect. Anyways, maybe a little too pie in the sky, but that thought crossed my mind.
All right, Tex.
You got anything? So far? Yeah, I got a few so far. Hey, Sammy and Kipper and Bourne. So watching, enjoying as usual. We are in PEI and asked Doug if he could cook a little extra surf and turf for me. Quite happy to bring lots of wine and beer.
Yeah.
Cheers. Happy Friday.
Well, you probably have to bring the lobster and the steak too, because Doug, he's not a great share.
No.
He's okay.
Yeah. Will he pick up the tab when you guys go out?
Yeah. He has on occasion, yes. Yeah, he's pretty good that way. It pains me to say it.
Brian, okay. It's been a while since we made it about the Leafs, so this is Brian from Toronto.
Yeah.
Kipper and Company could be the name of the show next year. How different do the Leafs look come opening night? Who might be gone? Who do the Leafs add?
Well, okay. Well, let's just kind of go back to this whole Marner thing. And I think it was Biz Nasty that said that they're where are you
on that? Drager said it too.
Where are you on that? Like, would that be, like this is a guy that you guys spent what, 20 minutes running out of town yesterday?
Oh yeah.
No. We didn't run him out of town.
No, I did.
What's that?
People are talking about trading him.
No,
we're saying, what could it look like?
Anybody talking about trading him is really, it's an invitation to kind of run him out of town. He was the foregone conclusion that he had to go, right, at the end of the year.
No question.
Now there's rumblings that they're going to sign him.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like that's kind of the spin. I feel like that's the narrative that they want out there, and that's happening. That's how I feel about it.
So what is the it legit narrative or is it just
know.
To float it out there to get a reaction?
I do not know. But the thing, I mean, I talked about this with JD on his show today. Like, would there be any world where he would sign an extension that doesn't have a no move clause?
No.
Okay. First of all, like, I'm not hearing like a deal's going on right now. Now, are they revisiting thoughts of if we don't trade him and sign him, what it could look like? Yeah, that might be out there. But everything that points into the direction of since they've been knocked out, we will look at everything, and at no time have they ever come out and publicly ever said, Mitch is a good player, and we'll do everything we can to sign him,
but
which
they did
they've done with Nylander.
They did that with every other offseason where they immediately protected them the second they got put out in the playoffs, where they're like, we love these guys, we're keeping these guys, they're staying here.
But nothing on Marner.
No, I mean, they said it with the whole core.
To this point, it's still, they've never really come out. And like, so you guys go on for 20 minutes. Everybody else goes on for 20 minutes. Where's he going? He's going somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Nashville, Vegas, right? Calgary, like, Ottawa.
If he's a player that I'm interested in re-signing for 8 years, I got to at some point put a stop to all this talk about, you know, spending 20 minutes running my my player out of town.
Okay.
No,
you didn't like my show producing idea yesterday.
I don't buy that they're gonna sign him. I don't buy that for 1 second. I'm not saying they won't eventually.
Yeah.
But today, based on the fact that they've done nothing to protect this kid at all up until this point, says it's still out there on what they will do.
I got two thoughts on this. One of which is the leverage angle, that if you're going to trade a player, the worst thing you can do is make it clear that you want to trade the player. Like, I think you have to represent that you have the option to keep the player and you don't have to trade him. That's what leverage is.
So why wouldn't you throw it out there that he's a damn good player? He's one of our best in history. His point per game average.
They did that for seven off-seasons, Skipper.
No, but you're protecting your asset. It's not to win or lose here. You're protecting your asset. He is one of the top point per game production players.
Because I think they're sick of it going poorly. I think they're mad about it.
But you're not protecting your asset, and you're lowering the price of it. Everybody believes that you are sick of it, and you want to get rid of them.
You're 100% right. They should have, in terms of asset management, that is the right thing to do. Is to say, we're not doing anything. We love this guy.
But isn't multiple people saying that they might extend him part of that conversation?
Well, now
it's not the Leafs saying it.
Well,
I think it's walking it back now.
People, I mean, reputable people are saying it within the Toronto media, within the other media. Like,
funny, multiple people start saying it right around the same time. Well, almost as if someone wants that message out there.
There's a narrative out there.
I think it's too early for any narrative right now.
Mm.
For me personally,
too early for any narrative.
But you could still fake that you love the player and you want to keep him.
Yeah.
I think
this has been the Marner camp's issue with it all from the jump has been offended. Like, they've been slighted, right?
Who's that? Sorry.
The Marner camp. It's always been he wasn't treated the same. He didn't get quite this much that this guy got.
Who's saying that? Well, his negotiations.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, and so this might just be another thing in the...
I'm not sure he's ever going to be in a position of ever, like... Tomorrow, if they announce that he signed an 8-year deal, okay.
For the record, I think that's the best thing you can do with him.
You tell me what you're going to sign him for. What do you think you're going to get Mitch Marner for?
I don't know, similar number.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, then
you're not. Why would you give a similar number you gave 6 years ago when the cap's going up? It's asinine.
His comparables are.
He hasn't earned more. He's the top 5 point per game production guy in the league. How can you tell me that he hasn't earned it?
Because I've been watching. Playoffs where he's not big enough to play through guys. He's not big enough to. He's not strong enough to create his own shot. He's not.
Throw them all in there. Throw in Austin, throw in Nylander, throw in Morgan. They've all failed miserably in the playoffs.
And there's a much better case that you could say those guys are overpaid than this guy's underpaid.
Okay, so overpay me too then. Why him? Why overpay?
Well, and that's where it gets to. It's, right? Yeah.
But he's going to get a raise.
So
how would you feel about that when you heard tomorrow that he's making 12.5?
So if it's the
times eight,
not good.
It's the extra year that he wants here at 12.5. He wants the extra $12.5 million. And why wouldn't you? But like, don't you? Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy to me that you'd want to sign up for the inevitable beating you're going to take.
I just find it comical that he went from. He has to go, and everybody's trading him to they're going to resign him.
It's all leverage to me.
It's just,
I don't know. I don't know who to
play. Crazy. It's just nuts.
It is.
Okay. Our thanks to Doug McLean.
Game 6.
Off the rails. Give me a score. If you like 4-2.
Oilers 4-3. My boy James from Scarborough said it. I'm sticking with him.
I'm doing this for the Oilers fans because I've been picking wrong the whole time. Cats win tonight.
All right, Sammy.
What do you got?
I got game 7. I called this game 7.
All right.
Enjoy it tonight, everybody. We're back on Monday.